Wednesday we spoke, looked at the scriptures about what the Bible said about prayer and the thought of helplessness. So that's a weird word. Don't usually use that with prayer. We were studying maybe E.M. Bounds' book of prayer. I'm not sure helplessness even shows up in that book. But what is helplessness? It is the admission of complete dismissal of self-will and plans and saying, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's going on. I rely heavily and completely, totally on you. And that should be how our prayer life should be. That was what was the very prayer that saved us. Prayer simply consists of us telling God day by day in what ways we feel that we are helpless. And that's why we go to Him. I've been asked multiple times throughout my life, why do we even pray? What, doesn't the God of heaven know? Yes, He does know. So why do we talk to Him? Like we said earlier, I think equally for the situation, but also for ourselves. It's us admitting that we are helpless and that we need God. And it's going to go hand in hand with our message tonight. We begin with helplessness, but then it leads us to faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says this, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him." Hebrews 11:6. "But without faith it is impossible to please Him." Let's pray. Lord, thank You for tonight. Lord, I was greatly encouraged by the testimonies, and it was a blessing to me. And Lord, once again we come to You just needy. That God, You would use this time in Your Word to minister to our hearts. That You would meet our needs exactly as how You can. Lord, I pray that we would be open and listening to Your voice speaking to us. And God, that You'd again be pleased and honored and glorified with what happens here tonight. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we begin with Wednesday night's thought of helplessness, but quickly we move into the thought of faith. Without faith, no matter how helpless we are, there could never be real prayer, because it says this, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him." Look at Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Just because we're helpless doesn't mean that God necessarily gives attention to our prayers even. Yes, it's a beginning and it's a good start, but faith is required. Matthew chapter 21, in verse 21, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." The important part of prayer is belief, faith, believing in something you cannot see. That's hard. That's hard to do. It's hard to do. It's hard to pray in that way. I mean, we look at those lists of names, and Saturday morning we meet and we write words on the board, and God, what could you do? What will you do? Unfortunately, a lot of times we, instead of bring our faith, we bring our doubts. In John chapter 11, jump over there, we'll look at a few verses here. John chapter 11. The sermon tonight will not be very long. It's one thought. I know we're starting late. John chapter 11 and verse 40. It says, "Jesus saith unto her, I said not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God." Again, we see a connection between belief and answer prayers. Look over to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Those who pray to God must believe in God. And if we were honest and we examined ourselves, we would probably conclude that faith is the very thing that is lacking most in our prayers. If we were honest. If we took a minute and or some time, maybe today, that would, you know, Mrs. Baer said that things just seem clearer today. Maybe you looked at your life and said, "I'm not happy with what I see. I'm concerned. I'm examining myself, and I realize I don't have as much faith as I thought I did." If we were honest, I think we would all feel that to some degree. Similarly to the this morning's message, who can say I am doing everything I possibly can in love for others? There's certainly areas that we can increase. This being no different. But here we are, James chapter 1. Go over to James chapter 1. Our first point, to have prayer and faith, well, sometimes things get in the way. James chapter 1 and verse 6. James 1, 6 says this, "But let him ask in faith." Right here, I hope you understand, I'm not just making this stuff up or come. This is, we just saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 5 verses that connect prayer and faith so close. "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." And then he warns, he says, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." It says that, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering." Unfortunately, again, if we're just being honest, the opposite happens. We have doubts before we pray, we're doubting while we pray, and as we walk away from our prayer time, we're questioning, did God even hear me? Is it even possible? And it defines us. In verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Our doubts lead to our instability, and our being unstable. And we walk away going, I don't know. And to add to that, we add distress. Sure, we go to God on the behalf of ourselves or others, but and we even pray fervently and frequently, yet, do you ever feel like you don't get what you ask for? What is that? That's distressing to us. So what I conclude in my mind is that certainly there's nothing wrong with God, so the problem is with me. God's not answering my prayers or not hearing my prayers because of sin, or he's judging me. You might even get to the point where you're afraid to pray. Why? Because I'm bringing to light all of my problems. So here I am trying to pray, but what do I end up with? I end up with doubt and distress. So that's not very happy. Well, as we said, even in that, there can be some delight. Can I encourage you? Say, my prayer life isn't what it ought to be. Hey, I don't know what you feel like, but I think we all feel that. Hey, I'm not what I ought to be. Therefore, my prayer life isn't what it ought to be. I'm not where I ought to be necessarily. Therefore, my faith is hindered. But can I encourage you? You have faith enough to pray. You have a list. You come out Wednesday nights. We've tried to make Wednesday night a time of prayer. I know it really crunches in on our message. And, you know, it's 10 to 15 minutes, but I feel like the prayer time is really important. You have faith enough to believe that you'll be heard. It is somewhat strange if you think of the actual mechanics of praying. That's why multiple times throughout Scripture are people accused of being drunk when they're praying. Why? Because that's not, you're talking to something, no one in the room. Right? I mean, you're just talking. Or even not talking. How about that? You know, you're sitting there with your eyes closed and maybe you're kneeling or whatever it is. Truly, the essence of faith is to come to Christ. For without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And unfortunately, though, but here we are as sinners. And we have nothing but sin and distress. But the Spirit of God gets involved. Spirit of God then makes things clear. And somehow God makes faith clear. He takes something that you can't see and He makes it clear to us. And now I no longer pray this ambiguous thought or whatever, but I truly do believe that God is hearing me. And that He even, not only does He hear me, but He actually cares. Look at John chapter 6. Let's look at some verses about that. Our first point was doubts. Second point was distress. Third point, here we are in the delight. John chapter 6. John 6, 37 says, "All that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Oh, I'm a mess. Yeah, come on. Come. Come. Keep coming. I don't know. I'm lacking faith. Keep coming. I don't know if He's even hearing my prayer. Come on. Come on. That's what He's saying. John chapter 6 and verse 37. "I will in no wise cast out." If someone knocked at my door, and they're in mud, bleeding, tattered, they're not coming in. Chances are, well, maybe they might. They will, wouldn't they, Sarah? She'd invite them in. They'd be at... the difference between her and I. And that's how we come to the Lord, and He says... He just opens up the door. And we feel like we fall so short, and He's like, "I know. I know you have doubts. And I know you have distresses. But I want you to bring those to me." And we'll conclude with the thought in a little bit. But I want you to think about this before we get there. Honestly, there's not much we can do about our doubts and distresses. That's God's job. Don't wait till everything's perfect and ideal before you come to the Lord in prayer. Because you'll miss out. 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, what? He is faithful and just to forgive us. Do you understand that part of our prayer life is just getting clean? Well, I'm a mess. I'm down. Yeah, I understand that. That's why you're praying. Look at Luke chapter 7. Tonight, earlier before church, one of the boys asked me, "Dad, do you have any stories tonight that you're going to tell?" "No." I'm like, "Oh, I like when you tell stories in church. I'm sorry. Just Bible verses." Luke chapter 7 and verse 50. We're going to look at three verses here. We're talking about faith, the delights of praying, even though we're not perfect. In Luke chapter 7 and verse 50, and he said to the woman, "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." You don't have to have it all together. In Luke chapter 18, look at verse 42. Luke 18, 42 says, "And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight," what? "Thy faith hath saved thee. For by grace are ye saved through faith. This is the kind of faith that acknowledges our helplessness, brings it to Christ, tells Him just how bad everything is, and then leaves it with Him. That's saving faith. God, I'm a mess. I'm a sinner, and I don't know what to do. I've messed up my life. I'm on a pathway to hell. And unless You save me, I'm lost." And He says, "Perfect, leave it right here." That's saving faith. We ought to have enough faith when we are in our helplessness. Listen. To turn to Jesus. Because sometimes when we get to that bottom, or when the floor drops out, or however you want to imagine it, when we recognize our needs and our delinquencies and all of our shortcomings and our world is swirling around, so many times we try and take the pieces and we ourselves try and put them back together. Hey, you're lame, you're blind, you're caught in adultery, you're doing all these things. And instead of them trying to fix it, the best thing that they could have done was come to Christ in faith. We're dealing with lost sinners. We're dealing with people that have made a mess. We're dealing with sinful, distressing, doubting circumstances. And that's what Christ is calling to him. Prayer is nothing more involved than to open the door when Jesus knocks and give Him access to all of our distresses and helplessness. I want you to think this. Our faith doesn't help Jesus. He doesn't need our help. Our faith doesn't make Him more interested in our distresses. He has already long since cared for you. I have nothing to try and prove to the Lord. He knows I'm a mess. And the delight in prayer is that I bring my mess to Him and He answers. There's two words I want you to think about tonight, and this is our last point. We started with doubt, distress, delight, and now we'll talk about, the word I chose was difference. Two words we're going to compare, the word doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief. Unbelief is an act of the will and made up of man's refusal to believe. Now understand, lock that in. I am unbelieving. That is different than doubting. Unbelief is an act of the will of man and has made up in his mind the refusal to believe. Doubtness is a weakness that affects our faith. I don't know. On Friday, Mrs. Moore was going to the doctor to find out about her cancer. She's had surgery. And they had some scans done, and they wanted to find out, all right, where are things? And you know what they were praying? They were praying that there would be no cancer. Now, they told her when they did surgery, we're not taking out all the cancer. Correct? They didn't take it out. They left some in. And she was praying that her body would fight the cancer. Well, she had a doctor's appointment. Can I tell you, me? I've not heard that before. I'm not sure that I listened. And I've been spending a lot of time in hospitals lately. I feel like I should wear a white coat every now and then. And I didn't think that was a good course of treatment. I had my doubts. I would pray, God, heal her. That's what they were praying for. Well, they got their test results on Friday, and there was zero cancer activity. I was overjoyed with it. They seemed pretty. I thought I misheard or misunderstood. That's why I quickly retracted after I talked to them. I thought, I don't know. I had doubts. God undid my doubts. I still prayed even though I had doubts. I never told the Lord, you can't. There's a difference between doubt and unbelief. Doubt is a weakness that affects our faith. To conclude our message tonight, we're going to look at Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. We'll start in verse 14. Mark chapter 9 and verse 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. This guy's kind of a little tattletale, right? I mean, miracle tattletales. Here, Lord, I bring you my son because your disciples couldn't do it. And he answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you, and how long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. When he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. He found the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Notice that it wasn't Jesus saying he didn't believe. The man said it. The fact that he even brought his son to Christ tells me that he believed. Maybe to not the level of faith that he knew he should have, just like you and I, when we pray, we know we're not necessarily where we should be, and there were certain distresses and doubts. But he said this, if thou canst believe, in verse 22, but if thou canst do anything, if he didn't believe Christ could have done something, he wouldn't have brought him to him. The disciples failed. They couldn't. And we'll look at that in a minute. But the man somewhere inside, maybe even if it was just a minimal amount, knew that God could do it. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately. Of course, privately. Why could not we cast him out? We did what you did. And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. It's a blessing to know that we have faith enough when we bring our needs to Jesus and leave them with him, that even though we might have some doubts and have just a little bit of faith, that he can do miracles. Not much is required on our end. And the quicker we learn to just bring our distresses and our helplessness and our doubts to him, the quicker it'll fix. Because we can't fix those things. We can't undo our doubts. This man walked away, no doubt in his mind, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Why? Because he noodled it through? No, because he had an experience with God. And God did a miracle with his little bit of faith, even though he had distresses and even though he had doubts. See, it wasn't the man undoing his doubts and lack of faith. It was God proving himself again and again. To which we come back to our original thought, and that's why we pray. We can begin by telling God all about our doubts and all about our weak faith. This actually makes it easier for us, and then we can pray more confidently. I think today, maybe some of you for the first time were awakened to, the Warner said it, I'm not just picking on him, I'm saying, we're not as strong as I thought I was. And I think we somehow in our life, or our path, or our way, or even in the very foundation of the thought of prayer, think we have it all together and we don't. And the quicker we can admit that we don't have it all together, the quicker God can begin to work in our life. Bring your circumstance to Christ and allow him to do with it what he will. Helplessness coupled with faith truly the essence of prayer. Let's all stand. Conclude our service with an invitation, whatever it is that maybe the Lord touched your heart about. Maybe you want to come and just say, just want to be honest, I'm a mess. I have doubts. I don't have as much faith as I should, but Lord, if you can help me with that. God is always just looking for people to be honest with Him. He knows we're not perfect. And the quicker we can get to that point, the quicker He can work with us. Because He despises pride. For without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Lord, we thank You for tonight. Lord, whatever it is that You touch our hearts about tonight, I pray that You bless this time of invitation now in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message?